Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. My name's Armand Sheffy, your host, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we're going to take a look at a passage from the reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we're going to dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Exodus 29, John 8, Proverbs 5, and Galatians 4. Now, at the time of this recording, my daughter Layla is on the verge of her 16th birthday. I've been nostalgic lately as I teach this once little one to drive, spending much time reflecting on her childhood and the journey thus far. I remember when we got the first ultrasound, and we could even then clearly make out the outline of her lips, and they looked just like mine. As she grew, she became more and more like her daddy. We connect on so many levels, her humor, her creativity, her passionate approach to things. It's very similar to mine. And sometimes we even find ourselves saying the exact same thing at the same time in response to a moment. She's in many ways my mini-me. So today as we read in John 8, we see Jesus reminding us about the importance of resembling your daddy. He there has a couple of run-ins with some haters of his day, right? As usual, they look to test and trap him. And foundationally, they just don't understand the words that are coming out of his mouth. Jesus, after demonstrating with the attempted stoning of the women his desire to set them all free from sin, calling all to repentance, both the accused and the accuser, now he points to the core problem that causes their constant friction and enmity with God. It goes back to their daddy issues. Not that they simply have an estrangement from our Heavenly Father, which all lost ones do, but they demonstrate, similar to many Maury reveal moments, that he is not the Father. The paternity test used here is one that we still have today, and it's called their fruit. Like Layla looks, acts, and speaks very similar to me, we are told in Ephesians to be imitators of God as beloved children. Matthew 7 informs us that we will know false prophets from real prophets by their fruit. So it's important that we look like our daddy, that we act like our daddy, and that we speak like our daddy, because we are to imitate God, because we are his children. Well, if their father is not God, then who? There really is only one other choice. Jesus hints at it for a while, and then he gets really plain down in verse 44 of John chapter 8. He says, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Jesus makes it clear, y'all. The reason they work so hard from a desire to kill him and to destroy his ministry is because that's what they daddy do. He steals, kills, and destroys. Since the beginning, he has pitted himself against God and looked to twist the truth in order to bring to ruin all mankind. That is his nature. Therefore, when he speaks, it is always deceit, always to further his end of destroying what God loves. We would be wise today to heed this clear rebuke and take our own paternity test. Take a look at the fruit of our lives. Listen to our voices. What is our language? Is it a language of truth, of love? Does our fruit look like that of the Spirit, or look more like what the ways of the world would produce? Remember who your father really is. Do what daddy do. Love them and point them to the truth. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, We need you. And first and foremost, we simply thank you that if we have repented and given our lives over in submission to Jesus, believing his work on the cross is all that was needed for our salvation, that we can speak to you and know that you are Abba, you are our daddy, that you are our father. And I pray that you would confirm that truth for us now, and that you would confirm that and affirm that as we live out our lives before the world, producing the fruit that demonstrates that you are our daddy. Make it true. Make it so. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment over there. If you have any questions, that's where you do it. Make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you can hear this each and every day. Make sure you rate it so others know how you feel about it. And share so we can get the word out. And I'll see you all back here on 5 by the Fire tomorrow. Be blessed and be a blessing.